You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. Since I'm the all-powerful announcer guy and have the power to do this, I'd like to share my thought of the day as we get into today's show. I got nothing. And now here are your hosts, Doug Padgett, Brett Johnson, and Hunter Hawes.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Afternoon Repartee. It's the 12th of April, and just like last year, it's snowing outside Minnesota. Hey, but we're going to hang in there. We're going to win it. It can't last forever, friends. Hey, but you know what can last forever, Paul Wallace, astrophysicist of renowned fame? A black hole apparently can last forever. They go on into infinity, don't they, those black holes?
Hey there.
Hey. Could you hear me? Could you hear me, Paul? I just made a great joke about winter not lasting forever, but about black holes lasting forever.
Yeah, they pretty much do. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed the joke. Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. Much of a joke. I've been trying to work on my black hole jokes because all the internet is abuzz with this. First off, we should just give the technology nod and the algorithm photoshopping skills of that that woman who created the algorithm that allowed the eight telescopes or whatever it is to come together into one photo to show us apparently the first picture. Is this true? The first true picture of a black hole?
Yeah, it really is. There's been pictures of regions around black holes, but never anything like this before.
Nothing where you could actually see the
donut, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So that black hole is a long way away. Obviously, it's in another galaxy.
Yeah.
Is that the nearest black hole to us, or is there a reason why that black hole was the black hole that has become the internet famous?
It's by far not the closest one to us. There's plenty more that are closer. This was about 50 million light years away. There's a number that are, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 light years away.
Why did they pick this one to turn the telescope?
Actually, the first ones they looked at were this one and the black hole at the center of our own galaxy. And they've got data on our own galaxy's black hole, but they did this other one first, I think, because the data looked better. I think that it makes a better impact than the one in our galaxy does.
Is it possible, Paul, that black holes are not all the same? What do we know about black holes?
Well, what we think about black holes is there's really only three different things that make them different. That's mass. Actually, three things, right? Mass. Charge, which is almost certainly zero for all of them, and how fast it rotates. They rotate. Like everything else in the universe, right? We've talked about that. Everything rotates, right? We've talked about that, including the moon.
Does it really, though? I've been thinking more about that from a couple weeks ago, and I want to come back on that one. The moon just happens to be shadow dancing with me with Earth. But okay, yes, everything's rotating, including the moon.
They're very simple things. They're very simple things. There's those three different properties.
That's curious that you, as an astrophysicist the renown that you are, would just so casually say, "Well, black holes are simple things." Aren't
they
totally mysterious and unknown? And we our greatest guess on them is probably, a half cocked Trump tweet level of accuracy.
One thing we know about them is that we can't see beyond a certain limit. Okay. There's a thing in the center of a black hole that we call a singularity. Okay, which is a very fun name, right? A singularity. But you can never see a singularity because it's surrounded by this boundary in space that is forever black. Everything inside of that boundary. Imagine a sphere that you simply could not see inside of.
And that's because light can't come out, right? That's what it means to see something.
Out.
Now, is it possible And again, I'm going to sound like the guy at the end of the bar with these kinds of questions. But is it possible that we can't see black holes, and I just air quoted see black holes, because light mm-hmm. doesn't come out, but that something else comes out of black holes that soon, I don't know, radiation or magnetism or something, that we will be able to recognize it and then transfer that into some kind of understanding or something that would count as seeing it?
Well, that something would have to travel faster than light.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get cracking.
So if you can locate something in space that travels faster than light through space, then we'll talk.
Why is it that has to travel faster than light? I understand that light, that the gravitation, if I get it right, gravitational pull inside of a black hole is so strong,
yeah,
that even light can't come out. But are you
right.
saying that and nothing else either?
Right.
Because light would be the most get out kinds of things.
Okay, so if you take a ball out to some field and imagine that there's no atmosphere to slow the ball down and you throw it upwards, mm-hmm. right, it'll eventually come back, right? It'll go up and come back down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you throw it faster, it'll take longer to come back down.
Okay.
But if you throw it at a speed of about 12 kilometers per second, which is really fast, like 7 or 8 miles per second, it will mm-hmm. never come back down. It'll escape the Earth's gravity forever.
Because the Earth's gravity, because of the size of the Earth, is only so strong that it...
Right, the gravity is only so strong, so if you throw it faster than that, it will go up and never come down. Well, a black hole is simply an object whose escape velocity is faster than light.
Okay, so when a rocket takes off, like the one that we saw yeah. in the film of Apollo 11, which is still wrapped yeah. in my mind, goes off, it's obviously not going that fast, but it has continuous thrust.
But it's got a rocket under
it. It's got
a
rocket. Is it possible that there's anything in a black hole? I don't mean that there's, you know, aliens and rockets, but is there anything that wouldn't just have only speed but could have something else that is actually pushing it out of the black hole, and we just don't have a way to measure that yet?
It would still have to exceed the speed of light.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's a major, major problem.
Hmm. So it can't just be going slow and steady.
For your dream only. It's a major problem for your dream of getting something out of a black hole.
Well, I'm just kind of wondering, because I'm guessing that when you were, in astrophysics school, that they probably were even wondering. People would even say things like, "We probably could never see a black hole or take a picture of a black hole." Is that the case? Would they have been saying that back when you were in astrophysics?
Yeah, I don't remember anybody saying it, but I remember that it just seemed almost self-evident to me. I never really questioned it, that we would never be able to. So seeing this picture really was like, you know, I've been trying to picture this for decades, and so when mm-hmm. I saw it, it blew my hair back,
mm-hmm.
and because you know I've never thought it was possible, because I thought that the region around a black hole would be so confused with mm-hmm. stuff falling into it, and when things fall into a black hole, they get hot, they'll break up and they'll get hot, and that'll produce mm-hmm. a lot of light and radiation and stuff. And I thought all that would be so extreme that we would never see through all of that to the donut, as I call it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really didn't think I'd ever see something like this before. Never did. And I remember a friend of mine last week was talking about the release of this picture, and I was like, "Well, don't get your hopes up too high, because it's not going to be what you think."
Oh.
And it turns out it's better than I dreamed it would be.
Yeah, it's just like the Mueller report. This whole thing just feels like it. Never thought we'd see it, and then maybe it's not going to be as great as you thought that it was. Is there any chance that this is what we're looking at here is going to come out in 3 or 5 days? And people are like, you know, actually, that's kind of more of a computer simulated version, and not really a picture of it. Like it's an you know what I'm getting at? Like it's
No. You're not going to hear that. Now it's not visible light. It's not light that you and I can see. It's radio waves that's been converted into an image.
All right.
But
okay. So now we're starting down this road of the thing that I'm saying. So that thing is not like somebody got a picture out there, because you know what it has the feel of? It has the feel that you're looking at an eclipse. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's exactly the same thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just wait
and
for
I
those
never thought
flat earthers
like this.
Yeah, go on, Hunter.
Just wait for those flat earthers to start having theories about this and not being an actual picture, because radio waves don't exist.
Right, yeah. Right. They're not actually real.
I'm sure there'll be some good conspiracies.
You know what? I think there's a lot of listeners right now that wish radio waves didn't exist. A lot of people are listening.
Now, that's actually a good joke.
Really? No. Okay, I see. All right.
So you're really funny. You're really funny until you try to be.
Yeah. I shouldn't be working on material all week.
No.
That's part of the problem. Black holes are called that because light can't get out. Dark matter, which is the substance that probably makes up everything that we can't see, is called dark matter because we also can't see it.
But we haven't
black
detected
holes,
it, right?
Haven't detected it. But with black holes, we know why we can't see them, because light can't get out. Dark matter is we just don't have the right tools and technology. They're different things. But it's kind of curious, because anybody looks up at the sky, like, it's black all the time, you know? And so black hole and dark matter, it's a curious use of colors and light references that astronomers and astrophysicists use.
The dark matter and dark energy thing is there. It's sort of used in the sense of we don't know what it is, so we call it dark and we can't see it. So, but a black hole is really perfectly named. Black because no light escapes it, and hole because nothing comes out of it whatsoever. Whatever goes in it never comes back out.
Okay, so we come back after the break. As I told you, I want to ask that question because at the center of a black hole, there has to be something that's creating this immense gravity that nothing can resist. So what is that? And if matter, just to prompt the readers or the listeners thinking, if no matter can stop existing in the whole cosmos, all we do is rearrange matter because that's one of these physics rules that I know. I just want to ask you about that and what that has to do with black holes. All right, so this is AM 950. This is the afternoon progressive repartee from Minnesota on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be back with astrophysicist Paul Wallace after the break.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio, and you are listening to the 4 o'clock repartee, which kind of like means conversation between people or something. Repartee, something like that.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
I'm Richard R.J. Eskow, and this week on The Zero Hour, we'll be discussing political corruption, Wall Street shenanigans, our corporate overlords, digital dystopia, and maybe throw in a surprise or two as well. All this and more on The Zero Hour, every Sunday night from 9 until midnight on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at MinnesotaAtheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Minnesota, it's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Well, it's awful nice to have Tom Hartman to do a little bumper for us. Hunter, if he ever wants a payback on that, you just tell him that astrophysicist Paul Wallace and I, you know, we're ready to go. I don't know. Hey, I like to tell people that, you know, Paul Wallace is an astrophysicist and also, you know, teaches at a prestigious women's college. And he's also the author of a couple of books, one of those called Stars Beneath Us. It's a clever title, Paul. I don't think I've ever given you nods on the clever title.
Oh, that was Tony.
Stars Beneath Us. Yeah, because people think about stars being over them. The subtitle is Finding Famous People When You Go to Hollywood. And it's a tour of graveyards in Hollywood, Stars Beneath Us. No, the book is called Stars Beneath Us, Finding God in the Evolving Cosmos. But you see what I did there? I had a joke about going to
that was a joke there.
A Hollywood graveyard and finding stars beneath you. hey, but he's got a new book coming out this October. Yeah, I'm not explaining my jokes to you people anymore. That's it. I'm done.
That was a pretty good joke, actually, there. Did
I'm done
on that
helping
one?
You. No, that was fresh material right there. It's just in
the moment. Good. Well, that keep it fresh, Doug.
Okay. But the new book called Love and Quasars.
Yeah.
Astrophysicist right. Reconciles Faith and Science, available October 1st. Save up now. It's really expensive, $11.69 on Amazon. So start saving your pennies for your October release of Love and Quasars. We'll make a big deal out of that. We'll have a Love and Quasars week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll do a whole week. We'll do a whole week to
pump
push
up the sales. There you go.
Pump up the quasars. All right. So the big news was black holes, and I've got to imagine that to an astrophysicist, you're thinking this is Christmas and Easter wrapped together. I mean, this is pretty much. Yeah. Everybody talking about your industry for a week.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's also a nice respite from all the nonsense in the federal sort of the national politics scene.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to be talking about the other black hole in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration with Richard Painter here after the break. So internet black hole now and administrative black hole in a couple of minutes. All right, so I had this question about black holes, which goes back to, like, I know, you know, a dozen rules of physics. And one of those, which I find so stunning, so spectacular, these sort of realities of physics, that in the cosmos, at least as I was taught, but I know, you know, you scientists are updating things all the time, so maybe it's changed, that in that the way we understand the cosmos is matter is never lost and never gained. The amount of matter that exists in the universe is the amount of matter that there is. Am I right about that presumption?
Yes and no.
Okay. All right. The one thing I think I know. How is it not true? What's not true about that?
Is the combination of matter and energy. The sum of all matter and all energy is constant. You can convert matter into energy, and you can convert matter into light and light into matter.
I got you. So in one form or the other, either in light or matter, what is is. There's no more. There's
correct.
No less. We're not losing anything, even though there's daylight savings time and you know horse race bets and all that. In this case, nothing's lost. So what happens in these black holes? Right. So. Is it noticeable somewhere else in the cosmos that energy, light, matter is going into one of these black holes? And, like, does that take away from matter someplace else?
No, it's just going into a locked room. Imagine, you know, all your stuff you're storing in your house. You've got a room somewhere where all your stuff goes. Just because it goes into a storage room and you lock the door and never look at it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, but
it all
goes
from the black hole.
If it goes from my house to my neighbor's house and his basement into that black hole across the street, goes into that black hole, then I come in my house and look around and I'm like, hey, where's my, you know, where's my my
exactly. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. If a star goes into a black hole, that's it. You'll never see that star again. But it's inside the black hole. It's behind a locked door. You just can't see it anymore.
I got it. So are there disappearing stars that we see that we can see?
Like, yes.
Oh, there used to be a star there. Now it's across the street in that black hole, and we don't see that anymore. Is that
in
does
so many
that
words?
Happen?
Yes. Yes. We've not seen like a before and after picture, but we definitely see it happening. We definitely see stars spiraling into a black hole, and it is no question at all that black holes gobble up stars. Say, in the center of our own galaxy, this certainly happens.
Is there any sense that the energy that is human, like, is there a black hole heaven theory roaming around anywhere that's like where
I'm
the energy
sure there is, here? Doug, somewhere.
yeah, that's a great question. Is there a theory about such and such on the internet anywhere you could find it? But is there anybody who talks about, like, I don't know, things from the Earth end up, you know, leaving the Earth's gravitational pull?
No, you've got to get really close to these things for them to be problems. Like, if the sun were to turn into a black hole right now, the Earth would still orbit it. It wouldn't change our orbit. It would change the amount of light we get, but it wouldn't change our orbit.
Okay, that's learning right there. You mean our distance from us to our sun is far enough that if it were a black hole, we wouldn't get sucked into it? Like,
yes.
Like we'd have drama?
We'd have to get, you know, 95% of the way to the sun before we really started feeling it.
Oh, dang, I feel so much better. Honestly, the way people talk about these black holes that they got, I mean, you read the articles about these, and they just talk about, like, sucking up everything like some huge cosmic vacuum cleaner.
Our sun will make a black hole about 6 kilometers across, about 4 miles across.
Sorry, say that again. What's
our sun? If we could smash it down into the density of a black hole, if we could make it extremely small, it would make a black hole about 6 kilometers, about 4 miles across.
How big was that black hole that we saw in the internet picture?
That one has a mass about 6.5 billion times that of our sun.
But how far across?
It's approximately the size of the solar system.
What, that black hole?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stuff that just makes you stop. Okay, so that black hole is the size of a solar system. And if our sun, all its mass is put in a black hole, it'd be like 3 miles wide.
So, 4 miles across, that diameter. Yeah.
So that black hole is made up. Do black holes get bigger as they take in more mass?
Their sizes grow in proportion to their mass.
Do they
the
have
radii
any idea how,
in proportion?
Like when this when this black hole was a small little black hole, do they know how much bigger it is now? Is there a way to measure any of that, or is that?
No, there's no way to know what it was in the past. It's probably been built up from the accumulation of lots of smaller black holes, actually, time.
Oh, okay, so Paul, what have I not asked that's important for us to think about and know about this little black hole beauty that we've got?
Well, the donut that you see is not actually the boundary of the black hole. The black hole is about a third of that size. The boundary that you see is at a distance at which light orbits. Light can actually orbit a black hole, like go around it, and never just keep going in a circle, basically. Huh. And that's the ring that we see. It's called the photon sphere. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the light that's orbiting the black hole for like forever, like in the way that the moon orbits the Earth. The light just goes in a circle around the black hole. That's what we're seeing.
Hmm.
Weird, huh?
Man. Does it make noise, that light?
Almost certainly, yes, but you need to have a medium to make noise. You remember the old Alien movie when they said, in space, no one can hear you scream?
Yes. Ever heard that?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You need to have, like, air or something like that to carry the sound. So you'd have to get pretty close to it to start hearing something.
Well, again, amazingly fascinating. Thanks for all the black hole tutoring, astrophysicist.
You're
Paul
welcome.
Wallace. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Hey, all we'll right, be back here and chat about the other important news of all time with commentator and lawyer and law school professor Richard Painter here after the break on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, your afternoon Minnesota Progressive repartee.
This is Art Beat for the week. I am Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on an excellent theatrical event in the area this weekend. Opening tonight at 7:30 p.m. and running through Saturday, May 4th, the Sandbox Theater presents the Golden Record Project. If you could send a message out to the universe just to tell them our world was here, what would you say? What would you share? Join Sandbox Theater for an intimate, oral, and visual event celebrating NASA's Voyager Golden Records. The Golden Record Project is part art installation, part performance, part interactive museum. It's a search for connection, a hopeful call to other worlds, and a declaration that we are here. In 1977, a NASA project led by astronomer Carl Sagan and writer-producer Andurian launched time capsule disks they called Golden Records into deep space aboard two NASA Voyager satellites. President Jimmy Carter called them a present from a small, distant world, a token of our sounds, our science, our images, our music, our thoughts, and our feelings. We are attempting to survive our time so we may live into yours. In Sandbox's Golden Record Project, a multidisciplinary collection of Twin Cities artists, along with our audiences, will explore the cultural, historical, and current significance of the original Golden Records, and through this exploration, create a new record of our own. This performance is approximately an hour with no intermission. The Golden Record Project moves throughout the studio, thus it does not have traditional seating. This performance features sound and video that might be disorienting for some. There are only 12 audience members allowed in each evening, and they're sold out this weekend. So go to www.sandboxtheateronline.com to learn more about this eccentric project and to reserve your tickets for next weekend. That's Art Beat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Tonight, chance of drizzle and snow, cloudy with a low around 28. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 46.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Community Center in Inver Grove Heights. See up to 150 home improvement experts. The Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only. It's the smart place to start your home improvement projects. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
Humans, this is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio, and you are listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950.
Hey, welcome back to the Repartee. It's Friday, and for weeks now, we've been saying it's Mueller time. We want to see the Mueller report. Unfortunately, no one that I trust more and knows more about this Mueller report and what we need is our friend Richard Painter. Hello, Richard. Hey, Richard. Richard's giving me the silent treatment there, Hunter.
I am. Hi, Hunter. Yeah, hey. Richard. I'm speaking to you from Ames, Iowa. I'm down here for the soccer tournament for my kids.
Are you really?
Absolutely.
Hey, what are they talking about in Ames, Iowa? Are they talking about presidential elections, soccer? Are they talking about the Mueller report? What's happening on their front?
Well, I haven't heard much. I just showed up here. I got all the kids in my car. I stopped by to get some gas and talk about the Mueller report. But I haven't seen the Mueller report, so I guess Attorney General Barr doesn't want me to talk about it.
It's really something. Do you have any sense? Are you hearing anything from people who pay attention to such things about what's going to come out Monday, Tuesday, whenever we land on this report?
Well, I hear it's going to be a heck of a lot worse than Attorney General Barr described. A heck of a lot worse for Donald Trump. And the Mueller staff is apparently upset that Attorney General Barr's four-page memo did not accurately describe the report. So we'll just have to wait and see when we get the report. But it's about time. They say they're redacting information that's been given to a grand jury. Well, there must be a lot of information given to a grand jury, which means there'll be a lot more criminal indictments coming down. I don't know what's going on, but we need to see the report.
Yeah. Richard, do you have any idea what does a report or what could a report like this look like? Like, is it the kind of thing that people like me could read and understand, or does it take someone with a law degree like you have? What does it take to as best you can guess, what a Robert Mueller report would look like that's, you know, barring the redactions?
I think it's the facts you're going to be interested in. And the facts anybody can read, who can read the English language, that doesn't require a law degree. As a matter of fact, I believe that what made it hard to indict the president for obstruction of justice is a purely legal question or constitutional question. But you're highly likely to see facts related in that report that are clearly a negligent conduct that...
Hey Richard, I think we picked up a little bit of wind. I think the wind is taking you on. I don't know if it's snowing there in Iowa like it is here.
Well, no, we got a lot of wind down here. That's a lot of wind.
Yeah. So you believe that like the report will come out in some kind of format that, granting it's 400 pages long, so I don't know, you know, everyone's not going to sit down and read a 400 page report, because if you put that into book form and it's 400 pages, that would be much longer than a 400-page book. Like, that's a massive, massive document.
Well, there's a lot going on with the Russians. This is about the Russian interference in the election and the people in the United States who were collaborating with the Russians. And Robert Mueller may very well reach the conclusion that there was not proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy with the Russians. But there's certainly a lot of meetings between Russians, people in the Trump campaign, and we're going to find out about that. We're going to find out about the Russian efforts to influence our election, and we may find out about Donald Trump's own personal contacts with the Russians and financial relationship, if he has one with the Russians.
Really? You think it's possible that some of the information that comes out there could indicate if the president of the United States has some kind of financial loans that are due, or that he managed to launder money for Russian oligarchs in his properties in Florida or over in Bermuda and these kinds of places? You think that information could actually be in this report?
It could be in this report. Now, on the other hand, that could be information that be turned over to a grand jury, because that's not the subject matter of Robert Mueller's investigation, which was interference with the election. But if he found any criminal activity, whether it was by Donald Trump or the Trump Organization or anyone else, in the course of his investigation, he would have referred that to the United States Attorney in the Southern District of New York or in the District of Columbia or wherever. So we just have to see the report. Now, I think it's time for – we got to start speculating on this. We've got to demand the Attorney General turn the entire thing over. It's 400 pages, and I don't think it's 400 pages of sheer boredom. I think it's critically important facts that we need to know.
All right. So one of our frequent callers here, Mark, has made the point a couple of times, Mark from Fridley, that Robert Mueller is famous in his history for his kind of investigations for covering things up or going soft or not letting things out. Do you have any sense that there's something about the style of Robert Mueller? I'm not meaning to impugn his reputation.
I think that's a mistake to go that route. What's happening here? This is what the Trump White House wants, is the Trump White House is trying to hold back this report so everyone gets frustrated. If people get frustrated, we're going to get the conspiracy theorists flying around about whether Robert Mueller, this White House has been trying to undermine the credibility of Robert Mueller for 2 years. So the last thing we need is people who are critics of the administration piling on Robert Mueller from the other direction. This report thoroughly investigated, and the issue right now is we need to see the report. We need to stop speculating about the report, and certainly it's in the character of Robert Mueller, which is exactly what this White House wants everyone to do, because if you Robert Mueller's attacked from the right and the left, then by the time they get that report out there, you're going to have everybody piling on Robert Mueller, which is exactly what the White House loves. They want more conspiracy theories instead of us focusing on the real conspiracy, which was, it may not have been a provable criminal conspiracy. It was collaboration with the Russians, and we need to see the report.
Do you think it's going to be produce anything other than people like me, I'll ask you to speculate on, you know, because on my brain, that I won't just find myself frustrated that I look at all this information that's in the report that I mean, just if the news reports alone are confirmed by details in this report, I'm going to be saying to myself, how in the world did they not bring charges of obstruction of justice and of conspiracy against this president? And what it does is it puts in my hands, like it does for every other reader or listener, it puts in all of our hands that we sort of now second guess the prosecutorial approach and decisions of Robert Mueller. Isn't it just going to, will there be any space at all other than, lots of people saying, well, had I been the prosecutor in the way that people Monday comment on the referees from a Sunday football game?
Well, we need to see the report, and it also needs to go to the United States House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. Whether to indict the president for obstruction of justice is not a call for Robert Mueller. It's a constitutional question, and there's differences of opinion on that. I believe that when we see the report, we're going to see conduct that would be slammed down criminal obstruction of justice by anyone other than the president of the United States. And the only thing that brings into question whether you could prosecute him for criminal obstruction of justice is his position of president. It's a constitutional question. I believe you can, but I believe Robert Mueller is also right not for himself to make that judgment call. And this Justice Department would not have prosecuted the president for anything. This Justice Department's position is no sitting president could ever be prosecuted. Robert Mueller doesn't have the authority to bring a prosecution.
Are there any other I just don't know how Justice Department works, and with I hear things about the different offices around the country and the U.S. attorneys and all, but are there any other law enforcement officials anywhere in the country who, when they see the details that are in this report, they would say, well, I'm going to bring charges against Donald Trump for obstructing justice? Is it fall in the purview of anyone else anywhere in the country to raise issues of criminality by the president?
It depends on what we see in the report. If he violated New York state law, the New York United States attorney could prosecute him. But okay. A federal United States attorney, I'm sorry, a New York State Attorney General could prosecute him for violating New York state law, and then he may try and get a federal court to shut that down because he's president. But a United States Attorney can't bring an indictment if the Department of Justice won't let the United States Attorney do it, and certainly Robert Mueller cannot. But I want to emphasize that the House Judiciary Committee, I believe, has an obligation to read the entire report. And if there is criminal conduct or high crimes and misdemeanors of any sort, they have an obligation to vote out articles of impeachment. And that's where the focus needs to be. This is very, very serious criminal activity that may have gone on. We need to see the report. The House Judiciary Committee needs to see it. And then they need to vote out articles of impeachment if they believe there are high crimes and misdemeanors. And then the Senate tries them. If the Republicans in the Senate don't want to convict them, then they're going to have to own that in the election in 2020.
So is there any chance, let's just speculate here for a moment, that what we heard about the Trump Tower meetings come out turns out to be true, and that Robert Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or whomever decided not to prosecute the people in the room for that action because that meeting took place in New York? Do you think there's any chance that that could be prosecuted by New York attorneys general or anybody else?
Well, you have to fact to the report that show a violation of New York state law.
Oh, I see. It's about state law.
Yeah, without that report, we can only speculate. It is the obligation of the Attorney General of the United States to turn that report, the entire report, over to the U.S. House of Representatives. And everything in it that isn't grand jury testimony or classified information needs to be disclosed to the public.
Gotcha. Hey, that's Richard Painter. He's down in Ames, Iowa, doing the things you do when you have kids that are on a soccer team. So, Richard, so great chatting with you today. I don't know if you're going to stay on over the break, but we're going to go into a commercial here. We'll be back here with the repartee on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Representative Raymond Dean, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950.
I'm Donna Minter, founder and executive director of the Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute. Please join us Wednesday, April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis for LunaFest, our women's film festival for community peacebuilding. We'll show 8 internationally curated short films by, for, and about women. We'll raffle off 7 baskets filled with thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, merchandise, and service vouchers. This year, Minneapolis City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins will be our honorary LunaFest chairwoman. $25 gets you 8 short films and festivities. $50 gets all of that and the after party at the Riverview Cafe. The best part is, the proceeds benefit Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute programs and our Racial and Economic Equity Trainee Scholarship Fund. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit mnpeace.org and find LunaFest under events. That's mnpeace.org. See you there.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul Metz, the host of the Wall of Power Radio Hour, and I want to invite you to help me celebrate the Wall of Power Radio Hour's 5th year on the air with a very special live call-in show Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. on AM 950. It's been an honor to be a part of this great organization, and I want to hear from some of you. So tune in Saturday, April 13th, live call-in show, Wall of Power Radio Hour.
April showers bring May flowers, but who knows what else April weather will bring? Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has you covered. Standard's triple savings sale saves you up to $2,300 when you install a new furnace and AC before April 30th. So, find out more about Standard's triple savings sale and how you can save up to $2,300 today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hello, this is Andrew Yang, Democratic candidate for president, and you're listening to Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey, welcome back. That was Andrew Yang. Hey, Hunter, I'm really glad you got that little bumper from Andrew Yang. I'm really starting to like that guy. He's got some. I don't like the company he keeps with the people that that support him, but you know.
Yeah,
you can only pick your friends. You can't pick your friends' friends.
What's amazing is when he came on. Really, just a couple weeks later is when he blew up. Like, so, reached out at the exact perfect time because now I don't know if I could get him.
Ah, well, he's on the record. Hey, you want to do the news quiz, Hunter?
Sure.
Let's do the news quiz, my friend. I haven't done the news quiz in a couple weeks. Have you been doing the news quiz without me?
No.
He's trying to. All right, well, here we go. 10 questions about things that happened in the news this week. Question number one. This is from the Star Tribune. British authorities arrested WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in London this week. It all sounds so prestigious. Julian Assange in London. In what country's embassy had he taken refuge since 2012? Was it Venezuela, Turkey, Ecuador, or Mexico?
I believe Ecuador.
I believe it was Ecuador, too. You know, that's got to be a tough it was Ecuador, it turns out. That's got to be a tough thing, because those embassies, you know, it sounds like they're a big deal, you know, like the embassy compound, but they're pretty much one building.
Yeah.
I just don't know how he stayed he stayed healthy. Did they charge him? That's the thing I wanted to know. Like, you spend 7 years at somebody's place, like, that's got to run you. I don't know if he did that through Airbnb or how he set that up. I don't know what those costs were. All right, hey, which city has the most Target stores per capita, according to a new analysis by Apartment Guide? Now, the people at Apartment Guide apparently have too much time on their hands if they're running an analysis of where people live and how many Targets are nearby. But which U.S. city has the most Target stores per capita, according to a new analysis? Is it Minneapolis, St. Paul, Orlando, or Knoxville, Tennessee?
God,
that's a great question.
I know.
What do you think? I feel like it's like Knoxville, Tennessee or something.
I know. I was thinking the same thing, that not one of the Minnesota ones. So I'll go with Knoxville.
There's not that many in the city of Minneapolis.
That's what I was thinking, too. So let's do Knoxville. I like that idea.
All right, let's do it. We're going to hey, all correct. Right. And only 57% of people got that right. You know why? Because they are not news quiz.
We're experts like at this now.
Hey, Minnesota lawmakers of both parties. I love when they say both parties, even though there's many parties in this country. You know, people that talk about third parties are always saying there's more than two parties. Now, some of those parties don't have any represented elected officials. But there's more parties. Yeah. But anyway, lawmakers of the Democratic and Republican parties in Minnesota set aside their differences this week at Mancini's.
Oh.
See?
Not where I thought it was going.
No, you and I have not set aside our differences at Mancini's. We gotta do that sometime.
I love Mancini's.
Have you been there?
I
haven't been there.
Oh, it's the best.
Is it?
Yes.
Hey, let's get them on as a sponsor. We'll play this little bit for
them. That's a great idea.
To celebrate what? The hands-free bill that passed this week? The Iron Range? Just celebrate the Iron Range. Minnesota's 161st birthday. It's probably that one. Or Amy Klobuchar's presidential run.
It's not that one.
Minnesota lawmakers of both parties. I don't know if it's all the lawmakers or not, but...
Iron
Range? 106. I think it's 161st birthday, but...
I thought it was hands-free.
Okay, let's go hands-free. Oh, nope. It wasn't. It was the Iron Range.
Oh, God.
Boy, we both would have gotten that wrong. Well, somebody's got to think about the Iron Range. Hey, who won the NCAA Final Four basketball tournament in Minneapolis on Monday? I've already forgotten.
Virginia.
Literally 5 days ago. Auburn, Michigan State, Texas Tech, or University of Virginia?
Virginia,
you say?
Yeah.
All right, Virginia. Good for those for those guys, I guess. Hey, who won the women's basketball NCAA basketball tournament? Do you know?
Got it.
Me either. Here it is.
I heard it, too, and I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tennessee?
Connecticut? Yeah. So it was one of those. Hey, why has a federal judge threatened to block a Carnival cruise from ships docking in U.S. ports? Because illegal immigrants were found in a dozen ships docking in California and Florida this year? If that's true, that's awesome. It has been dumping garbage in the ocean. Is that why they kept a Carnival cruise ship? It continues to operate despite owing $121 million in back taxes. All of the above? None of the above. Wow. Some of the, well, none of the above. I guess none of this could be true, and we're just slandering Carnival Cruise. I think it's because it's been dumping garbage in the ocean.
You think they care about that? I think it's the back taxes. Right.
Back taxes. Let's go up. Nope, incorrect. It's been dumping garbage in the ocean.
Oh, they do. Well, good. I just didn't have faith in that.
See? But come on, Carnival Cruise. Don't be the guy driving down the road throwing stuff out in the ocean. Hey, who won the Star Tribune's 2019 Ultimate Minnesota Beer Bracket Challenge? Was it Bent Paddle, Castle Danger, Dangerous Man, or Surly? I don't even know what that is. Was this a competition for best beer?
I have no clue.
Hope it's not Bent Paddle. I don't care for those people.
Surly?
Let's go with it. Surly. No. Castle God. Danger. Jeez, we're in real trouble here. We are in real, real trouble. Hey, what department of federal government is in the midst of a shakeup, including the resignation of cabinet-level secretary this last week? The Department of Education? Don't we wish. The Department of Health and Human Services? The Department of Homeland Security? Bing, bing, bing. Or the Department of the Interior? I think it was the Department of Homeland Security. You good with that one?
Go with it.
Let's do it. Yes. Okay. This makes me sad, these stories about police killing people. But true and false. True or false? They actually have a typo on here. False news. True of false, it says. But true or false? The public and the media will not be allowed to view the body cam footage from the police officer Mohammed Noor's trial of the Minneapolis police officer when he shot Justine Damon. True or false? We're not going to be able to see the body cam.
I think it's true.
I think it's true. Incorrect. It's false. Apparently, we are going to get to see it. Jeez, we're just. Hey, the prime minister of which country was reelected to the fifth term despite facing likely corruption charges after 2 years? Well, we're just going to go straight to Israel, and I'm going to give you, because we have like 10 seconds left. What NCAA returned to Minnesota for the Final Four? When will the NCAA return to Minnesota? 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023.
What? They're returning?
Yeah, I'm going to go 2023. No, 2022. They're coming back.
Wow.
Hey, you know what it says? 50% we got right. And you know what it says on here? Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. 50% not bad. 50% on a news quiz for guys that run a radio show?
We failed this week.
That's the definition of bad. That's the definition of bad. Hey, stay bad all weekend, all of you. The sun's going to come out, the snow's going to go away, and things are going to get better. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Virginia.
This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at AM950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.